Hi, this is Jim Tate from High Tech Answers. We're in New Orleans, Louisiana, HIMSS 2013. I've got the pleasure to be speaking with Mr. Paul Wilder from the New York Regional Extension Center. Got him over here by the side. And Paul, hope the show's going well for you so far.
It's going very well, actually. It's a great show.
Now, I hear you've decided to stay an extra day with us. You're enjoying it so much.
Yeah, my flight was canceled. I'll be here at least one extra day, hopefully not two. I'd like to see my kids. They're looking for me.
Yeah, same thing for me. Just a couple of quick questions for you. The first, your work at the Regional Extension Center, if you could highlight maybe one or two things that you personally feel are your greatest achievement so far.
Well, we're blessed, and some people say cursed, with a very large regional extension center. So yeah. I guess we're the second or third biggest, a target of 5,107 to be exact.
Wow.
We signed up ahead of the Joneses, I guess, in terms of getting our sign-ups. Our lives are done.
Yeah.
And we're just about to hit 50% towards documented MU. We actually know more past that stage than we have documented.
Wow.
We know it's about 3,000 of our 5,100.
Sure.
So we're pretty excited about that.
Sure.
So if you're a straight metrics guy, the numbers are great.
Yeah, they really are. Yeah. Just as an aside, any audits happening with anybody there?
We've had a couple.
And
everybody's doing fine.
But you've got the documentation.
Yeah, we wouldn't have let them go through this far. In
exactly.
fact, I've heard rumor from the auditors that structure the program that rec providers are deprioritized in terms of when you know what they're stacking in terms of audits, because
we
are assisting and we're making sure the right buttons are pressed, the right I's are dotted and T's are crossed.
Yeah.
So that works.
That's critical.
The one that most people were concerned about was the security and privacy thing, because that one's kind of...
Exactly.
It was a little bit loose. It was define a policy and follow it.
Exactly.
And if they had a policy and followed it, everything's fine. It's the nature of the beast.
Sure. Paul, bother you for one other question.
Sure.
So that federal incentive money for the regional extension centers, that funding was to help those eligible professionals get through to stage one meaningful use.
Yep.
And so what's going to happen after that? And are you going to disband and move on, or there's some other services?
I think
there are a lot of services going forward.
There are a ton, actually. So, first of all, we're also the HIE for the state.
Okay.
Right, so we have a natural next stage. Of course, a lot of them lose their funding this year and have to have a sustainable model going forward for next year.
Yeah.
But we've often been asked with Rec 2.0.
Yes.
And we don't really see it as Rec 2.0. We see
I love
service
that phrase.
Something.
I like that phrase.
You like Rec 2.0?
Yeah, that's good.
No, it's good. It's really about milestone 4 and 5 and 6 and what's next.
That's going to be my blog post this afternoon. And so does that include helping providers with the medical home process?
We're going to go towards what we want to be when we grow up, which is interoperability. So we're about defining new milestones of interoperability. So we developed a new incentive program against ourselves with our stakeholders and partners to incent RIOs and HIEs to get people engaged in interoperability.
Sure.
So for signing them up to be a member of a RIO,
mm-hmm.
To get them providing data to the data store, uploading data through CCD upload, and then finally to either use direct or query-based exchange. We don't really care. We just want to see interoperability start moving to get data moving. So we made our own rec program inside of our state with other funding sources.
Very cool. Paul, thank you for your time today, and go forth in a meaningful manner.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.